Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Go. Hit CQ.
There we go. Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. We are live, loud, and local as always. Massive 3 hours still to come.
Yeah, yesterday was a really big day for us, Tim. We finally got to meet the Hit CQ baby, Bo Timothy.
Lil BT.
Wasn't he gorgeous? We took you along with us live as we entered Stacey's house. Thank you so much for having us, Stacey.
Joining us
so
on
lovely.
Facebook. Because we thought we wanted to share the experience. Like, we could have filmed it and then shown you a video a little bit later on, but we wanted you to be there with us the first time we laid our eyes on Lil BT.
If you did miss it, it is still up on our Facebook page. Just search for Hit CQ.
That's right. Still, Jess, we have so much going on today after 8 o'clock. Huge announcement regarding our world famous rooftop. We're finally going to let you know who that person or those people, who those aliens, who those dogs are going to be.
We've set up some pretty incredible world famous rooftops in the past.
Yep.
Ed Sheeran, Pink. This one tops it all.
Yep. Also, your chance to win your tickets to see Guy Sebastian as he comes to Central Queensland next month. So make sure you're listening out across the morning to figure out how you can get your hands on some double passes.
But Tim, coming up next, I want to give you ladies a warning out there. If you're doing your makeup in the car, stop.
Stop right now.
Because it is more dangerous than you think, and I've got a tale to tell you.
All right, we'll talk about it up next. Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I want to tell you about a cautionary tale of why you should never do your makeup in a car.
Okay.
I know this is a big thing for like you. You're always doing your face in the
car. I know. A lot of police pull me over and say, Tim, again, it's the fourth time this week, and I say, guys, how do you make these eyes pop? You know how I make these
eyes. It's funny
pop.
You should mention the eyes, Tim.
Okay.
I know you're not a fan of big things going in eyes.
No.
A lady over in Bangkok was in the back of a taxi and was like, yep, okay, I'm just going to finish getting ready for work. Was putting her eyeliner on in the car.
So what's the difference between eyeliner and mascara?
Mascara.
Sorry, yes, mascara.
Is the stuff you use for the eyelashes.
Okay.
But eyeliner, like, you use to line your eyes.
Yucky.
Yeah.
Yucky, so you hate that.
You put it on top of your eyelid or you can put it on what they call the waterline, which is that,
don't
like...
Don't do that. Jess is touching her eye right now. And
it's,
I can't.
No, I'm just touching the lower lid.
Right.
So you like pull the lower lid down and you put the eyeliner on the bottom lid sometimes.
All right, so I'm not looking at you, but keep speaking.
So this is what she did. She grabbed her pencil, put the eyeliner on the lower lid.
Yep, keep
and
going.
As she's putting her eyeliner on, the car suddenly came to a stop and her face went smack into the back of the taxi's car.
No.
The shield. Eyeliner pencil straight into her left eye socket.
No, it is not.
It did. It did. It jammed right in there. I mean, luckily, not into her eyeball.
Well, I mean,
just into the socket.
Just into the socket. Well, I guess if you're looking for permanent, that'll do it. Because you go, oh, where's my eyeliner? I'll just pull it out of the hole in my face. And just, there we go. And I'll just draw it back on.
She immediately got a massive nosebleed because, I mean, she jammed a pencil into her eye. But she's totally fine.
Yeah.
Sight's going to be fine. She's just learned a lesson that you don't do your makeup on the move.
And I was going to say, she's probably, people are going to be looking at her and they're like, maybe she's born with it. No, maybe it's tailgating.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
If you're looking in your life to sort of be a little bit healthier, be a bit more environmentally cautious, Woolies is trying to help you out at the moment in the form of mince.
Yeah.
Love a good bit of mince.
It's often the most difficult thing about, you know, becoming vegetarian or vegan that, I mean, the food options change so drastically.
Well, that's the thing.
That a lot of your favourite meals you won't be able to prepare.
Spaghetti bolognese is a perfect example of people missing that type of meal. And also, you don't want to skimp out on protein, iron, all those important things that you need for your diet. You don't want to eat 7 kilos of spinach a day. but Woolies is really trying with this new one. And I quite like it. It is 100% minced vegan meat.
Right.
So it's the same.
100% vegan meat free.
Yeah, meat free.
It looks like a lot like mince meat.
It just looks like turkey mince or chicken mince. It is the same amount of protein as beef mince. It's also 30% of fat is a normal mince. 10% of fat is this meat-free mince.
That's pretty good.
It is good. And look, I'm going to give it a try. I know we often say, yes, let's give this a try. We go to the supermarket and we've already missed out on the opportunity. But I'm going to make some spaghetti bolognese with this tonight.
Well, I mean, they've even shown, there's a video here of the minced meat being put into different things. You can make a burger out of it. It looks like a proper burger.
Well, that's the thing. It's just like your normal, regular minced meat, but it's 100% meat. Free, vegan, 100%.
Yeah.
So I'm going to check. Do you want me to make some like lunch tomorrow? Like I'll make it for lunch for us tomorrow.
Okay.
And we can test that out, little buddy.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
We got a barbecue here at the office. Let's check it out. Let's have a barbecue.
Mate, that's very close to a wooden fence. I don't want to start a fire. I'll bring my Weber in if that's all right with you. All right. So it is at Woolies at the moment. It's actually came out just this week. So you can check it out at Woolies. I'll go buy some, put it on a barbecue for the staff here, because I'm a hero.
I mean, worst case scenario, we'll just drown it in barbecue sauce, right?
I think
that's vegan? Is barbecue sauce vegan?
Oh, there'd be something in there that's not vegan. Yeah. 100%.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits. Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland, and ahead of tomorrow's first match for the World Cup, or should I say tonight?
Tonight, the
is it like 1 a.m.
2018 Russian World Cup is kicking off.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye for the next month, central Queensland. You've lost me. I'm not going to be in a good mood because I'm going to be getting no sleep.
The host country, Russia, is going to be playing Saudi Arabia.
Russia.
And ahead of all of this, they've announced the successful bid for the 2026 World Cup.
They try and organise as many in advance because it takes years to get the funding and because they have to have a certain amount of seats at stadiums, and we are going to be talking about that a little bit later on, what Russia's doing to accommodate, because they need, essentially they need 35,000 seats minimum.
Russia's really phoned it in.
Russia's
But that's
gone.
Not what I want to talk about
no,
right now.
But I'm so excited. 2026, Canada, the USA and Mexico, North American World Cup, baby!
That's right. It's the first time ever that three countries have shared the hosting duties.
You've seen this in other sports, like the Cricket World Cup a few years ago was hosted by Australia and New Zealand. There was something a few months ago hosted by Sri Lanka, India and Pakistan. Mm. All together, it's smarter and it spreads more, like it gives everyone an ownership.
Yeah, and so, the next one will be in Qatar in 2022. And then after that, of course, this will be the third time Mexico has hosted the event.
Oh, very cool.
And the second time for the US.
United States.
So...
God bless Canada.
It's going to be a good one. I mean, America's already set up. They could host it tomorrow.
I do have some final World Cup news to tip off your hat right now. We talked a few weeks ago about Will Smith's rap that he was doing for the World Cup.
Yeah.
The song Live It Up got released yesterday.
Oh, it's dropped.
Here's his very polite rapping.
One life, one dream, one moment, one team, one you. One's high, 1,000 roadblocks, one shot, one truth, no fears, one flag. Oh, yeah. We've been waiting for this. Oh, yeah. We all at we
And then I don't hate it.
And then it's ole, 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 for like 3 minutes. But you get the gist. So Will Smith's verse, I'm not sure we'll be playing the full song here at the radio station.
Oh, is it a bit rude?
Not rude. It's a bit Spanish all.
Oh, okay.
Despacito. Yeah. So who am I to say?
You can check out that story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I fully support emergency services and calling them if you feel like you're in a situation of stress that requires fair urgency and assistance, you could say.
Oh, absolutely. It's better you call.
Yeah, of course. 000 here in Australia is what we always say. What would you, like, hurting yourself? Like an incident where you're injured. You feel like you're in danger or you feel like there is a fire.
Yeah.
That's a fair reason to call an emergency service. Would you say... Now, be completely honest with me here, Miss Jessica Panto.
Sure.
Would you say calling the police because the pizza you ordered online is taking too long to arrive is a fair and apt reason to call emergency services in Canada?
I mean, if it's been like 3 hours.
I'm sorry. I won't let this fly. 32-year-old in Ontario, Canada, in the province there, at 10 p.m. after waiting for an hour for her pizza to arrive.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Along
though,
isn't with it? Her 10-year-old son, the police said they got a call. It's an emergency situation. Please, can you contact the pizza place and let them know that what they're doing to me is a crime.
First of all, contact them yourself. What are you?
Absolutely. Call the pizza store.
Yeah.
Don't call the police. They don't want to deal with this. This is not an emergency. Grow up, lady. Was this you? Did you go to Canada and prank call the police about your pizza?
No, I would have waited 2 hours before I called the cops.
It's just, obviously, Canadian police said, look, don't. Don't do that.
No.
Never do that. This is not a pizza hotline to complain about. Look, we've all been there. Where you go, man, this food is taking a long time to get
here. Where is my garlic bread?
Oh, yeah. All right. That might be a crime. The pizza by itself is not, but garlic bread. So obviously, we heavily recommend not calling emergency services.
No.
If your
pizza's
running
low. Just pay extra. Domino's delivers if you pay extra.
Or make your own. Actually, no. Sorry. Bad advice. My bad.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
Tim, Russia is... really tried to come to the party with their World Cup organisation.
One of the terms and conditions of a country that hosts the World Cup, and Australia had to do this when they were putting forward their failed bid, is every stadium that they play the games at has to have a minimum of 35,000 seats at the stadium.
Which makes sense when, like, people are going to be travelling from all over the world. They know that they're going to get a certain amount of people.
You don't want to send them to, like, I don't know, Calliope Park, and just be like, all right, guys, find a seat on the grass somewhere.
So they've had since 2010. 2010 is when they got their bid through.
Yep.
And they said, yep, in 8 years' time,
you will
be hosting the World Cup.
So that's the whole reason they announced it so far in advance. So they have time to build these stadiums because they have to be quite large.
Not in Russia, Tim.
Not in Russia.
One of the stadiums that they have put together, instead of taking the expanding the stadium or building a brand new one.
Yes.
They've chopped out the sides.
It's like, imagine a brick wall and then they've cut a hole for a window.
And they've put temporary scaffolding outside of the stadium.
Like what you saw if you came to the Manly Sea Eagles versus Gold Coast Titans game.
Yes.
Temporary seating, which was fantastic, but also it's so high. It's like 10, 20 stories high or something.
It's 45 metres.
Yep. You would not want to be sitting up the back.
No, it looks terrifying. You check out the photos Instagram.
They're the cheap seats.
You would, because you don't know if you're going to survive the game.
No, that's part of, you don't have to pay for food, but also you don't know if you're going
to
survive
the game.
Like,
I get that they needed to make capacity, but is anyone even going to be able to see from those seats?
In Russia, we sit on you. So That's how that goes. I'm sure that's what Putin said in the World Cup meeting 10 years ago.
You're going to get in so much trouble from Putin.
That's He is harboring and listening to the show.
He
so
does.
Bring it on, Putin.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
At the moment, look, I'm sure people have different variations of this kind of thing that you have been doing for just the last week.
What are you talking about?
You have been using what I've been calling a booster seat when you're driving around or a passenger in the car. And
it was a gift from
that
my mother.
That you poo-pooed from your mother.
Yes.
And yesterday,
I'm not 73 years old.
No. Yesterday,
four.
It's to help align your back
in
cars because you have a bad back. And you said you had a massive rant on Tuesday that how dare my mother get me this thing, blah, blah, blah. She's the worst. She's the worst.
I didn't say she was the worst. I just said it's not a gift you give a 27-year-old.
What are your thoughts on this now?
Yeah, it was pretty good, actually.
It's a solid gift, hey?
It's a real solid gift.
And you said
my
to me,
back
you're like,
is feeling great.
You said to me, you were like, oh, worst thing is I have to tell Mum she was right.
Yeah.
No, it's not the worst thing. Just say, hey, Mum, actually, this is a great gift.
No one wants to admit that their mum's right about anything.
No, mums are always right, in my opinion. but now you realise what you've become.
What?
You've become everything you hate. You've become that person that brings the weird thing along with them on road trips. Like, oh, I just need my breathing machine, or I just need my wrist support so that I'm sitting up there. Now you're bringing a booster seat on every drive we do.
You're just salty because you wanted a booster seat as well yesterday.
You looked like you were strapped into a NASCAR race car, mate. You were like jacked up, seat bent up straight, sitting there. Spinning around like a robot.
Well, 'cause there's no point having the booster seat if I haven't got the chair up straight.
You just need to accept that you already didn't look cool. You're never going to look cool now that you're committing to the booster seat.
I'm committing to the booster seat. The booster seat's going to become a trend now. You mark my words.
Actually, you know what? I feel silly. You know what's cool? Back health. I'm the idiot.
You are.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
We have been on a journey.
I know. It's finally come to an end yesterday, and I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed, Tim.
Overwhelmed? There's a lot going on.
It's been really beautiful. It's all kicked off in February. We heard about this magical new chocolate called Caramel.
Caramel chocolate. Special edition. Couldn't get it anywhere. I became obsessed with finding it within an hour's time. I went from not caring about it at all, thinking everyone's stupid, to driving all around central Queensland mm-hmm. to try and get a hand on a block of chocolate purely to anger you that you didn't have one.
One of our beautiful listeners, Imogen, came to the party and she said, hey, I found one in Emu Park.
That's right.
I will post it to you guys.
What did we trade her? Did we trade her a Tim and Jess mug?
We trade her a Tim and Jess mug and a poo pillow.
That's right. I put the poo emoji pillow.
Yes, a poo emoji pillow, not a pillow filled with poo.
That's not a fair trade. But
she was happy with her trade.
Yes.
And we thought, let's take our trade to the next level.
We just wanted to trade up.
Yep.
Trade up, and that's what we did. We got offers from people wanting this block of caramel chocolate. We got offers to Big W vouchers. We got offers to gym memberships. We got offered to dinners at restaurants. And then we were sitting around, and you kicked the door into my face and said, Tim, have you seen the message we just got on Facebook?
It was incredible.
And I read it. I didn't believe it. It was a lovely listener, Stacey from Graysmere, saying, hey, guys, this might sound strange, but if you give me the block of caramel chocolate, I'll let you name my second-born child.
Yep.
And we called her because we didn't believe her, and it was legit.
Is this a joke? Then it's not.
So once we agreed, all right, we will name your child for this block of chocolate. First of all, we're going, well, what's the name of your child? She's like, I don't know. I don't really, haven't really thought about it. Then we decided that we could help out, try naming that baby by playing a game, name that baby.
We put 10 different names on a spinning wheel of chance.
No, 6 different names. 5 of them were Tim. So, and Bo was selected on the Wheel of Baby Fortune, and then Timothy was decided as a middle name because obviously...
To honour the show.
Honouring Tim, not Jess, because Tim and Jess is a weird middle name.
Yeah, that's true.
Then came the waiting, and the waiting and the waiting, and then last Monday we received some fantastic news.
Little Bo Timothy was finally born, and Stacey invited us out to Graysmere for the delivery. Once the delivery had happened.
That was clear.
Yesterday, we finally got to make our delivery happen.
That's right. And coming up after this song, obviously a tribute to little baby Bo Timothy, little baby BT as we like to call him. It's Justin Bieber, baby. We're going to play the exact moment that we first laid our eyes on our hit CQ baby, Bo Timothy. It's up next on Hit CQ. Yeah.
Oh, you just ruined it.
Justin Bieber there. Baby. 7:43, Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. A tribute to our Hit CQ baby, Bo Timothy.
Yes.
Little BT. And if you just missed it, we finally met our Hit CQ baby, exchanged the block of caramel chocolate.
Well, this was the promise, Tim. There would be no delivery of the caramel chocolate until there was a delivery of Bo Timothy.
Not last Monday, but the Monday before, we received word that a healthy baby boy, Bo Timothy, was born. We gave Stacey just a few weeks to chill, as you normally do. And right now, very excited to play the exact moment that we laid eyes on the Hit CQ baby, Bo Timothy, for the first time.
Hey, little man.
Hello.
Oh,
it's actually happened.
Hey, little bud. Oh, hi, he's waving.
Is that creepy? That's
I don't know.
Creepy,
how do you?
It?
I've never held a baby long enough
You've
to know.
You've never held a baby?
I've held a baby once.
Oh, this will be interesting.
Oh, I've got a microphone. Oh, little baby. Hey, little buddy.
It smells so good.
All right. Is that a normal thing to say about a baby?
Oh, yeah. Everyone says it.
Babies always stare at my head because my head's so big. So that's really nice to see that trend is continued.
Now, Stacey, a lot of people have been asking. You actually did name him Bo Timothy. That's his real name.
Yep, it's there.
He's a healthy, happy little baby, is he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Definitely.
Now, Jess, we do have something because clearly a delivery has happened and we have promised a delivery of our own. Where is the sacred...
I have put it in my bag.
All right, the very official safety reasons. The bronze gold satchel. I'm going to get you to feel it so that you know that we haven't tampered with it.
Got it.
Yep. So as you hand Bo Timothy to Jess, I will hand you the block of chocolate, clearly in a safely manner.
Did you want to have a hold?
No, I'm scared. So, the delivery and delivery. How many grams is that? 190. How heavy was BT when he was born?
He was 7 pounds 9, so I think that's 3615.
So I think
mine's a little bit different.
Yeah, we've lost out. We've lost out.
Now, are you going to save this for a special occasion, or are we cracking that today?
Oh.
You got to save it for a special occasion. First birthday. As soon as you crack it, we have to take Bo Timothy. That was in their terms and conditions.
It loses its value once you open it, doesn't it?
We might give BT a little time to have a rest, and we'll decide what we're going to do with the caramel chocolate in the next few days. So say goodbye to Bo Timothy.
Incredible. Oh,
it was just so adorable. If you missed the video yesterday,
it's on Facebook.
It's on Facebook. Just search for Hit CQ. A lot of Stace's family members going, hey, Stace, when are you going to share the caramel with us?
Good luck on sharing. You might have noticed that Jess was very quiet during that. It's because she couldn't take your eyes off the kid.
I literally, like, I've never wanted a baby so much in my whole life. Like, I can barely look after my cat.
Let's get a boyfriend in a house first. Then we'll look at baby. We just quickly, on a serious note, want to say thank you so much to Stacey. And thank you everyone that helped us along the way. Mm. Literally, I think it was hundreds of people named suggestions for the baby.
Absolutely.
Have helped us for
Stacey's
the last 4 months.
Stacey's family organising the baby shower with us. Incredible.
Looking
thank you
forward
so much.
To this time next year for BT's first birthday.
Oh,
party.
Yes.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Stop everything, because I can't wait anymore, man.
Finally.
I can't wait anymore. The world famous rooftop is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing quite like it. And we've been teasing all week long that we're going to announce who's going to be the next person or people performing on our world famous rooftop.
This may be the biggest one we've ever done, Tim.
That's right. It's time to find out who's going to be performing on our world famous rooftop up next.
So, you told us which superstars you wanted to see up close and live on our world-famous rooftop.
Cool.
Y'all ready? Have a good time tonight.
You wanted Pink.
Thanks for coming to play with me.
Done.
Right, so my name's Ed.
You wanted Ed.
Oh, misty eye of the mountain below.
Done. And there's one band that's been at the top of your wish list. So, your wish is being granted. Let us set the scene. Cast your mind back. Back to the 90s.
Yeah, baby.
How you doing?
Oh,
my God.
Back to your teenage bedroom.
You got mail.
But, Dad, this is the best part.
So, guess who's back?
It's up to the countdown with me, Ugly Phil. Get ready, Australia.
And ready to hit our world-famous rooftop. Get ready for the Backstreet Boys.
Oh my God, we're back again.
The biggest selling boy band in the world
are heading back on stage.
The Backstreet Boys are well and truly
back.
Australia, we're the Backstreet Boys.
We're putting on one exclusive live show just for you guys, our Aussie fans, performing on the world famous rooftop right here in Vegas.
To celebrate the release of their brand new hit, Don't Go Breaking My Heart,
we're packing up our world famous rooftop.
I want it.
And taking it all the way to Sin City. Win this, and we'll fly you and your bestie all the way to Vegas,
where you'll get to witness the Backstreet Boys at a one-off exclusive event.
Oh, my God, you have no idea how much I want to go to this.
The tickets that would have reduced teenage you to tears
are right here.
Oh, my God!
Win your way to Vegas to see the Backstreet Boys live, up close and for free.
Rooftop exclusive.
Only from the Hit Network.
Thank you so much.
The Backstreet is back. All right.
Yes, don't adjust your dial. You have heard that right. Backstreet Boys, we are sending you to see them live in Las Vegas on a world famous rooftop.
One of the biggest bands, boy bands, in the history of music. Late 90s, early 2000s. They owned the scene. They were running the game, and it's time that they had a bit of fun. Their brand new single, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, you can listen, download now. They are back. All right.
I mean, the best part of a world famous rooftop, Tim, is that it's up close and personal.
That's
right. You're not in a massive stadium. You're not 6,000 rows back.
No.
You're up there with like 50 other people and the Backstreet Boys.
You can see Howie's nose hairs. You could see AJ. Is AJ one of them?
Yeah, AJ.
You could see AJ's armpits. It's all there for you to see.
We could be sending you there, but only HIT VIPs can win. So become one now. HIT.com.au. You don't want to miss this one.
We're going to be putting people on the standby list very, very soon. So make sure you are listening out.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on HIT.
Need to focus on some garbage excuse that you're putting at the moment for acting like a weirdo.
I'm not saying I'm acting like, well, I mean, we're both acting a bit strange this morning. And you said...
No. I just said, I was like, things are a bit off this morning, hey. Mm. And then you just lay it out, a whole bunch of BS.
No, I said the reason things are off is because of the June supermoon.
There's no such thing as there moon. Is. It's...
It's a full moon. A new supermoon will be rising. It actually has risen to this morning. So that's why.
Actually, I have read online something that is rising. My tolerance for you.
Can you just let me get the facts out?
Sure. Go.
So the supermoon is what is making everyone a little bit cranky, a little bit weird. So if there's some people in your life that are like acting a little off today, or maybe there's like a little bit of snapping around the office, because of this moon that's just risen this morning.
We were just chatting
to
someone.
It's okay, tomorrow's going
to
be fine.
We were chatting to someone in the office and they were saying they are feeling incredible today. So how do you explain that?
She's not in the office with us. She's not under the same moon.
Super moons. I can't believe that you think this is a legitimate thing.
No, it is.
I hope if you're listening right now.
With your emotions if you're and
listening,
your energy.
If you're listening right now, I'm so sorry. Because this is Spin Doctor. Jessica Pantu
here.
If
you're feeling crappy today, don't worry. Tomorrow we're fine. Once the moon's gone away.
Today, blame the moon. Tomorrow, your dad. That's how I work in rotation.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on HIT.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And hey, if we're bringing back the Backstreet Boys, why not bring back some other incredible artists
That's
from the
right.
past?
If you're a big fan of bands like Simple Plan, Fall Out Boy, The Fray, I could go on forever. Sick Puppies as well. And you kind of, the music was commonly referred to as emo music.
You went through an emo phase, didn't you, Tim?
Not musically, yes.
Yes.
Not physically, no. I never dyed my hair.
See, I went through the physical emo phase, but I was always too smiley and happy. Everyone was like, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, you can't wear like punk rock t-shirts and listen to Bon Jovi. It doesn't work like that. But
yeah, it didn't last
Jess,
long.
Very excited to announce that in October, Panic at the Disco is coming to Australia.
I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of. Closing a goddamn door.
It's an all-ages Australian tour, Tim.
Oh, wow.
Pre-sale begins on Tuesday the 19th of June.
I can't wait to get my old Volcom t-shirts out, wear my ripped jeans.
Of course you
have. I'm going to try and go. It's very exciting, I'm sure.
The Brisbane show is Thursday the 11th of October at River Stage in Brisbane.
Okay.
It is all ages, so, I mean, get along. It's going to be...
It's going to be a whole bunch of people my age.
Yeah, it will be.
It will be.
It's going to be huge, though.
It's going to be great, so make sure you check that out. They got some new music out at the moment, High Hopes, Say Amen, new music as well coming from Panic. Panic! At the Disco.
No one wants to hear their new stuff.
Sorry.
No one's going to the concert for the new stuff.
Thanks, bud.
You can check out that story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hits.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
And yesterday I organised a little special treat for us ahead of the Funtime Festival Fantastic in Rockhampton opening up its gates. You and I got a little sneak peek.
Yeah, we got given the keys.
A little early bird tour.
Got given the keys. Every person's dream to be at a carnival, at a show. By themselves.
No lines.
Full
access.
I chose purposely not to eat food because I knew what you were trying to get me to do.
We did
Your goal
several
was to
laps.
Get to vomit. I wasn't going to vomit.
And I was trying to get you on every single ride. There was one ride called The Beast.
Yeah.
And it took 3 semi-trailers to get it here to Rocky.
There's $20 million, over $20 million worth of big rides at this show.
Huge.
It's incredible.
Instead of The Beast, we went next door onto the Ferris wheel.
Just as tall.
Just as tall,
in my opinion. I found
exciting.
That a fair compromise.
I did manage to get you on a roller coaster, which was pretty exciting.
I was pooing when we got to the roller coaster because in America I had a bad experience on a roller coaster where I, as I said yesterday, just fear screamed for 3 minutes while the roller coaster was going.
You were very quiet even while we were on the ride.
Yeah. So it was still something that made me uncomfortable, but I did it and I was glad I did it because I like to face my fears.
It's such a good time.
But I will not face the beast.
Yeah. Heaps of different food options. Yeah. If rides aren't your thing, then you will find something else to do. Yeah. It is an incredible day out for the family. If you're in Rocky today, I mean, well, you've got the day off.
It's show day.
Get
go
out
check
there.
It out. So make sure you go and check it out. Funtime Festival, fantastic. And look, you can check out all the rides. I think when we were walking around and you kept saying, do you want to go on this one? Do you want to go on this one? I haven't said no that many times since my girlfriend asked me if I wanted to buy another dog. Just no, not a chance. No.
Check out the video for yourself on our Facebook page. Just search for Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Tim, this week is a very special week. It is Men's Health Week all across Australia and, of course, right here in central Queensland. Yep.
And we're very lucky to be joined on the phone right now by Neil Hall from the University of Western Sydney, who played a massive part in Men's Health Week here in Australia. And Neil, thanks for joining us firstly, but how did this all come apart?
It started as an international movement, but it was essentially what Men's Health Week is trying to do is draw a bit of attention to some of the health issues that specifically men face, working out ways of improving men's health, but also trying to take a bit of a different turn. Instead of thinking about blaming men for their own health problems, rather than doing that, we're really liking the idea of celebrating the strengths that men have.
Of course.
And particularly this year, the strengths that men bring to their families, because this year's theme is men and family.
What sort of things is the Men's Health Centre doing to help men across the country?
We've had a couple of major events. We had an official launch in Canberra with the Australian Federal Police. They were incredibly supportive. But the basic premise of Men's Health Week is actually for local communities to organise local events. We coordinate it nationwide, making sure that everyone who registers with us gets their information up on the website so that people can search an area and find out what's going on locally.
Obviously something that I think is very important in Men's Health Week, a lot of it is about the conversation to actually speak out and be like, hey, I'm feeling a bit unwell or I'm a bit concerned about my own health. And that's something that we're really trying to focus on this year. Is that correct?
One of the things that we know is that certainly being able to talk about stuff helps, but talking about it is not usually enough. And so we're looking at the ways that families actually support the health of men. There's a gentle encouragement that families can offer. You know, there's this sort of typical line in the media about the man being a bit of a duffer or the man needing to be nagged to do something. And what we find is that the blokes usually will talk to someone. They just talk in ways that we're not so familiar with. I think the men's shed movement has got it quite right by saying, well, blokes talk shoulder to shoulder rather than face to face.
Yes, it's important then, Men's Health Week, highlighting the fact that we need to listen
exactly
as much as speak.
And we really appreciate everything that you've done. It's a fantastic cause. Thank you very much, Neil Hall from the University of Western Sydney.
You're very welcome, guys. Have a great day.
You too, buddy.
To find out if there's any events near you, just head to menshealthweek.org.au.
That's right, Jess. We got to get out of here. Obviously, everyone, take care. Men's Health Week, if you're a man or if you're a lady, talk to important men in your life. Let them know, hey, why don't you get a checkup? Why don't you just talk about it? It's all good, just like Neil says. But Jess, we're out of here. Remember, this weekend, very exciting. We're going to be at Intersport 9 till 12 this Saturday. Very exciting because they're having a 20% off store-wide sale all weekend long.
Yeah, but before that, Tim, we've got to get to R&B Fridays tomorrow.
Yes, R&B Fridays, R&B bangers all day long. Going to be playing, of course, R&B Fuel Day is your chance to pump it out and pump $50 worth of fuel, thanks to Puma, into your car. Jess, also the video of us not vomiting at the show in Rockhampton is online.
I mean, we came close.
We came close. Anyway, go and check it out. Enjoy your public holiday, Rockhampton. Hooroo.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.